It is New Zealand Sign Language Week, and we have on the line Christina Yuli, who is an Access Coordinator and New Zealand Sign Language Interpreter at Unitech, supporting the development of an inclusive environment, liaising with lecturers and students in identifying support needs for students with disabilities and responding in a timely manner with the right support. Sometimes, as a sign language interpreter for deaf students, she goes into their classes and interprets the content simultaneously into New Zealand Sign Language. She has also interpreted the Unitech graduations for many years. She trained at AUT in 2000, but prior to that spent many years living overseas with her family. Christina Yuli is on the line with us now. Tā alofa lava, Christina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tā alofa iti. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's go back to the beginning. Where was Christina born? Where was Christina brought up? And how did Christina end up in the space of being a New Zealand Sign Language interpreter?
Oh, okay. I was born in Samoa, but our family migrated to New Zealand back in 63. I was raised in Wellington, so I grew up in Wellington until I got married to an Aucklander, and we shifted up to Auckland before heading overseas through his job.
How did you get into New Zealand Sign Language interpreting?
Oh, well, that's really easy, really. As an islander, of course, you know, church is important to us. So on our return to New Zealand, I visited various churches to see which one I felt comfortable with my children. And I came across Auckland City Church. At the time, it was called Auckland City Church. Now it's Equippers Church. And there was an interpreter that came in, Julie Coxhead, beautiful person. And she brought a group of deaf people into our congregation, and they were welcomed into the congregation, and she started signing. And I just thought it was absolutely amazing, because of course my dad, as a builder, became very hard of hearing, but we never knew that there was such a thing as sign language, so we just shout at him. But watching her, and, you know, it's just a whole new world I've never seen or heard of. And she just asked after a while if there were people in the congregation who were interested, because, of course, she did the full service on her own, which was amazing. And a few of us put our hands up, and two of us actually went on to become fully qualified interpreters, and that was myself and Rebecca, another lady.
Wow, amazing. And so did you start, was that your first place where you were able to do the New Zealand language interpretation at church?
That's correct. I suppose you could call it a calling.
And where did you have to go to learn, or did you learn through the person who did it at church?
Well, she brought in a deaf lady who taught us, ran a little short course within our church. And then from there, I took a night class at AUT for a year, and then actually enrolled in the interpreting course, which is AUT is the only institute that actually teaches sign language interpreters.
And were you able to teach your dad sign language in the end?
No. No, just, yeah, no.
And how difficult was it to learn?
Not so difficult, because I had such a supportive deaf community within the church, and so I was able to practice at church. I started with the songs, which is the best way to learn. I suppose as islanders, that's a storytelling, singing, that's part of our culture, isn't it? Well, sign language, I actually learnt more from the songs and performing the songs and singing the songs and on a Sunday than I did anywhere else. I mean, the courses were great, but that really helped helped me pick it up. And also the deaf community within our church were very helpful, and so they gave me plenty of practice.
And in terms of interpreting, I guess it makes a sense that the slower the person speaks, the easier it is to interpret.
No, not really.
Oh, wow.
It's if you speak at your normal pace, it makes it easier for us, because we have to listen for a whole sentence to get the concept of it. It's not always easy when someone slows down their speaking. It makes it really hard because it's like watching someone. It's like you have to stop, get the full sentence, because some of the concepts are really, really quick, and some of the concepts you have to draw out. We don't interpret word for word. Except in, of course, in education, there are important words that the students need to pick up, and so those are spelt, fingers spelt out, until they find a sign for it, until they give you a sign for that concept, and then you can quickly throw that out once that word comes around again.
Wow, that really is like interpreting in language, isn't it? Because you've got to first listen to the person speaking, understand what they're saying in a sentence or two, and then it's your duty to interpret that. And as you say, it's not necessarily word for word in each sentence, but it is paraphrasing in a way what the person is trying to say. And with regards to providing support for students with disabilities there at Unitech, how big a population of students at Unitech require assistance?
Oh, you'd be surprised. There's quite a few students that actually live with disabilities. And a disability can be anything from, not just mobility, can be anything from dyslexia, temporary disability from head injury. There's just loads. So a lot of students, they're very confident in coming to us and ticking the box with disability, you know, for disability and getting support from us. But a lot of them also have found strategies to work with their disability, so they're fine. But we're there to support them in ways like putting a simple ways of putting a note taker into the classrooms, so they can take the notes for them and they can relax and just take in what's being taught, and then they can read their notes afterwards. But now we've got assistive technology, we can give them such technology as audio note taker, reader pens, C pens that read the text for you. We've got all sorts of things to support our students through their classes, through their courses. And, of course, we put interpreters and note takers in there if we have a deaf student as well.
And how many of you are there? Will most students with hearing impairment be able to find access to interpreters if they need it in the classes that they attend?
Absolutely. We organise those. When we have a deaf student enrolled in any class, we will book specific interpreters for them. But of course, you know, it's quite difficult because there's not very many of us out there. So it's a competition between it becomes a competition between the tertiary eds and any educational institute to get interpreters to interpret for their students. And of course, depending on the the class, it could be very theory heavy, so we need two interpreters to swap over. So you can't do a full two-hour lecture on your own, because then you start dropping information, which isn't very good. So, yeah.
Yes, I've noticed that even with the press conferences that we've had down here with the Prime Minister, you know, the updates on COVID-19, often they're not that long, but there are at least two sign language interpreters in there, and I see them taking turns, because it must be taxing, not only mentally, but physically, because you're moving your hands, you're doing your facials. That must take a lot out on the interpreter.
Yeah, absolutely, because of course it's not just the hands, it's the facial expression, that takes place of the intonation of the voice. So you show the intonation of the voice in your facial expressions. So you could just say plainly, oh, everyone's dead and there's no one that survived, you know, really plain, but... Or you could say, oh my God, everyone died, there was no one, no survivors, and that sort of is showing on your face.
Yes, and you are all very, very good at doing that. Have you learned other languages in other Pacific languages, or is New Zealand Sign Language the only one that you're able to do?
New Zealand Sign Language is the only one I've learnt, because of course every language has its own sign language. So just like French and Samoan, Tongan, Fiji, we all have our own languages, so too do they have their own sign language.
Yes. And finally, please, Christina, how important is sign language in our society today?
Oh, it's very important, because it actually opens up access for the deaf, for deaf people, because they don't see themselves as disabled as such. They're a language and a culture. And so very intelligent. And so to have sign language and access to, it's actually access. It's the right of access to everything, anything that a hearing person has access to. So it's very important. And I suppose New Zealand being the first country to make New Zealand Sign Language as a third official language, that just shows also that the importance of sign language, because I think sign language runs parallel, well, it does, parallel to Māori in the history, how they were virtually tied, their hands were tied behind their backs, so they couldn't use their language, and they were virtually taught to speak, even though they couldn't hear it. They couldn't hear the sounds and everything. So it's very important that it just shows that, you know, New Zealand is out there and providing accessibility to all.
Sign language interpreter at Unitec, Christina Yuli Faftaitelalava, for your time and, of course, the work that you do for our community.
Thank you, Iti. You have a good day.